Hey everyone, Latina Barbie here. Why did I start this podcast? Because I'm too lazy to write a book. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Hey everyone, Latina Barbie here. I know, before you all just start saying or asking, oh my gosh, how long has it been? I will tell you, I think it's been about 2 months since I've actually recorded an episode. A lot's happened, I'm not gonna lie. I've been super, super busy, work, personal, and what really got me to, you know, hit record today was what's coming up for me in the next 2 days. So I haven't really shared this that much because I was really excited about actually even getting this side hustle. I'm a brand ambassador for a company, and we are going to be on QVC. When I say we, I mean myself and the product. I was on QVC back in January, and you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it probably went about a 5. It was my first time. I'm just saying, like, I was really nervous because the company that reached out to me likes me as a person, but me being quote unquote Latina Barbie, I wanted to do them right. I wanted to be this great, strong host, and I really got in my head. And I'm going to be on air Friday. If you're watching on QVC, it's between 6 and 7 Pacific, 9 and 10 Eastern. It's during the show called Beauty Revolution. Again, I will repeat myself one more time before the episode is over because I am a huge, huge supporter of myself. So, but you know, I saw somebody last weekend at a dance class, and his first question was, when are you going to record another podcast? Or maybe he even just mentioned that I hadn't recorded in a while. I can't remember. And I just started thinking, wow, I mean, I have so much going on. I probably should sit down and start talking in this microphone. And what came to me this morning was something that popped into my head called imposter syndrome. And for those of you who don't know what imposter syndrome is, it's when you, I mean, I don't even know. It's like kind of like a fake it till you make it, kind of like people think you're good at something, but you yourself don't feel as good, I guess. That's how I explain it. You know, the worst thing that somebody can really say to me to motivate me to do something fun and all about who I am is to tell me, just be yourself. Now, I know who I am. I know who I am on the daily in my personal life, and I've got a lot of energy and everything. But when you're getting paid to be yourself, it is a whole other ball game. You really start, not you, I will totally do this in the I form. I really started second guessing myself. I wanted to do such a great job that you almost pretend that you're like this other persona. It's so weird. And that's how I felt back in January when I first did the show. You know, I got on set. I actually rehearsed what I was going to say, which I should never have done that because I knew the product inside and out. It was just me talking to the host, doing this quote unquote backyard conversation. And don't tell me to be me because it's just weird. Like, I have to remember, I used to do HSN about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, and I never once was really nervous. It was more about just me being me, talking about this great product that I knew. And that's how I'm going to do this Friday. I know this product inside and out. I use this product every single day, practically. I love this product. I love what it's made of. I love that it's cruelty-free, vegan-free. Don't get me started. I'm not going to pitch you. But I guess I just have to really concentrate on listening instead of having these premeditated answers because I have so much information that I want to get out, right? I have to trust my counterpart, the host of the show, which I'm really excited about. It's Rosina and I think her name is Tracy. I forgot, but Rosina. And listen to what the host is asking me and then go for it. I've got to admit, I'm very type A. I tend to lead conversations, and I found myself doing that back in January. That's not what I am getting paid for. I'm getting paid to be an ambassador of this brand, of showing people how to use this product, how great the product is. I didn't even remember to present the problem, because that's really like selling 101, right? And I shouldn't say selling 101, it's actually educating 101. It's creating a problem that has happened to me, and then this product became the solution. And that's exactly how I'm going to do it. I wasn't even really comfortable in like what I was really, I guess, wearing, or my hair or my makeup. It was just a whole 100% where I didn't feel right in my own skin, because I had that little voice inside me saying, just be yourself, just be yourself. So this time I'm 1,000% much more confident in not only me, but what I'm wearing. You know, how I'm gonna do my makeup. My hair is a whole lot shorter, and I tell you, it is a whole lot easier to do. And I just have to be myself. And the weird part is, and I don't know how this is going to come off, but I actually like me. I know I am a ball of energy. I know sometimes my husband says I'm a little too much for him, but I know these things. I am fully self-aware. But that's the beautiful part about doing something that you love and promoting a product that you love as well. So I'm for this, and I've made this side hustle, quotes, you know, air quotes, side hustle, fit into my work life, because it's not a conflict of interest or anything like that. In fact, I think I told you guys last time I got permission from leadership that I can do this, because the product is not what and where I work now. So it's an eyebrow. It's called Wonderbrow, WUNDERBROW. Sorry, I had a total brain fart. I'm going to be 50 in a couple weeks. So all in all, I'm just kind of thinking this out in my own head. It's, where can I improve? Where can I take a deep breath and count to five and pray and know that I got this? I'm going to be fine. I know exactly what has to be done in the 8 minutes that I'm on air. So I'm excited. And I think back in January, I was more like nervous. And that is the difference. I'm nervous when someone tells me to be me. I'm excited when someone says be me, because I enjoy being me. I don't know how that sounds, you guys. I mean, do you enjoy being who you are? Are you self-aware so much in that you're okay in just sitting and being you? Because I'm learning that, I've learned it, and I'm still working on it. And I just wanted to do my contact of the company. I wanted to do him right. Like, I wanted to make sure that he made the right choice. So I made up all these little stories in the back of my head, adding more pressure onto me, when really he contacted me, maybe because he saw me on HSN, but it's mostly because he, one, knew I had experience on TV, and two, he thinks I'm fun. And that's what I have to remember, is don't be inorganic and try to force fun. Just be fun. And damn it, I am a fun person. I think I am a fun person. I like to be around me. You know, I hope other people like to be around me. But yeah, so it is that imposter syndrome. And I think I've got this pretty well. Like, I can roll with it. And if there's any mistakes, I'll roll with them. I'm human. And backyard conversations, sure, I can do that. Not a problem. I'll feel good in what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a really cool hot pink coat, like a jacket. So it's springtime. So I'm really excited about that. Like, I feel good in what I'm going to wear. And I'm not going to try to be somebody that I'm not, because I don't want to be anybody else. I've worked hard to be who I am. And I know I'm not for everybody, and that's fine. I'm for a lot of people though. So, but Yeah, what else has been going on? God, I feel so good just to get off that off my chest. Like, do you ever have that feeling where you have something on your mind and or something on your chest and you've got a million things to do, but you just have to either call a friend or just tell your spouse or your partner and just kind of like unload on them? That's where you guys all come in. That's where this microphone comes in, where I just it's almost like my therapy of 10 minutes and 13 seconds so far, where I'm just unloading and kind of just I guess releasing everything and throwing it out there into the universe that, I'm gonna say it again, I've got this and I'm going to have so much fun doing this. Okay, on to the next topic, my mom. So I think I told all of you, yes, I did, sure, because I probably cried about it. My mom retired officially in February. We booked a really great 1 week cruise. I'm so excited to spend this time with her. I got to spend a lot of time with her in December, like pretty well, actually every day because I was driving her everywhere. And now that she's retired, she'll come over a couple of days a week and hang out with me. And I mean, I'm working and she's just watching Perry Mason, but it's been really fun, and like I found myself, missing her. I traveled back to back weekends to Dallas and Chicago, and then I was sick, and it's oddly like I really found myself missing my mom. So, but she got her driver's license renewed. And here's the thing. She had a struggle with it, and I literally handed it over to God. I literally prayed about it and I said, look, whatever's gonna happen with my mom and her driver's license, it's gonna happen. She was literally waiting, like, I mean, her birthday is Friday as well. And she waited until like last week to really start like looking over things. And she took her test. She failed her test, but she was able to take a class, like a course, and it's actually made for seniors. So anybody who's listening or your parents that are over 70, there's actually an e-learning course, dmv.ca.gov. Well, CA depends on what state you're in. And it's made for senior drivers. And it's fantastic. It was a 45-minute course. She finished it online. They pass her, and then she gets her driver's license. She didn't even have to take it behind the wheel. So, but it was weird because that morning when she came over, I was like, oh my gosh, does she have to take this test like proctored, like at my computer? And when we finally went in and renewed everything, it said, you're eligible for a e-learning course. And I was like, okay, God is good. He literally answered my prayers. And the worst thing about it was my mom in the morning when she came over, she was like, she looked at me and she says, Mija, if I don't pass it, I don't want you to be mad at me. That really freaking broke my heart. But not only that, but on the flip side was, well, if you can't renew your license, yours truly is going to be driving your ass everywhere. So yes, I was a little stressed out, but anyways, I'm not anymore. That God is good. He got everything taken care of as he does every single time. So I was done with that. We are in full celebration birthday party mode. I mean, all of my friends are turning 50 this year. We are only March 27th. I've already celebrated three birthday parties. My friend Dee, my friend Shan, like super excited about what's to come. We did a planning session yesterday at happy hour for another group of friends. Next week, I'll see happy hour with another group of friends. I'm going out to dinner with another friend and going out to happy hour with another friend after that. So my birthday is coming up April 17th, and I will be going to the Lauren Daigle concert. Look her up. She is an amazing songwriter and singer. She kind of reminds me of Adele. But so I've got some fantastic things coming up. Headed to Italy for 2 weeks. I cannot wait. But yeah, a lot of great things are happening and everything is just falling into place, right? As my husband says, oh, well, as long as it works out for you. You know what? Damn it, it is working out for me right now. I've booked a couple of acting gigs here and there, and I have Latina Barbie as a company now, a DBA. I'm super excited. Yeah, I guess part of this episode was just to give thanks and show that my gratitude towards the universe and to God of just throwing what I think sometimes is like uncomfortable situations to, oh my gosh, and I totally forgot to tell you guys because this literally just happened. So remember last fall, I was with a dance troupe called Aftershock, Aftershock. And it's part of Culture Shock, which they have sister companies all over the United States, like in LA, Las Vegas, I think Chicago, New York, maybe Texas. And it's part of a dance company called Culture Shock. And it was made, I think it came about 30 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. Because I remember dancing at one of my first Culture Shock classes. Anyways, long story short, as you can see, I'm really, really busy this front half of my calendar year. I could not audition. It was just a lot of time commitment that, you know, I'm a 0 or 100%. I'm not going to not go to certain performances or not attend certain rehearsals. If I audition for something and I get it, I'm there every single practice, every single rehearsal, every single show. Well, I couldn't make that commitment for the spring. So this is how strange this universe works. The executive director of Culture Shock reached out to me, who knew me because she was also part of the directors of Aftershock. And she said, hey, you and I have a friend in common, my friend Carrie. I know I've talked about Carrie's sister, Rhea, who passed away, 14 years ago, I think. I know I did. And anyway, so Carrie, Rhea's older sister, she and I ended up having coffee and she told me that she's actually on the board of Culture Shock. And I was like, what? That is so cool. So what Aftershock has done for me, and not just the troupe, but just the fact that I go into a dance class once or twice a week, which I picked up again, it has given me such confidence in my body. I'm tucking things in now. I'm moving my body and in a way that I didn't used to, probably because I was like kind of being very careful with my stomach since my tummy tuck, but which I had like, it's a year and a half now already I've had my tummy tuck. But anyways, so I would kind of like guard my stomach a lot when I was dancing, but now I've really come into my own. I'm really expressive in the way I dance. Even if it's just cardio hip hop, I'm still trying to be that quote unquote like a badass, right? So Carrie was telling me about it and I right away said, I need to interview. I want to apply to be on the board of directors of Culture Shock because I want to give back. I want to, even if it's just touching one person's life of what dance can do for them and make them feel okay in their body, then I've achieved it. So I applied back at the beginning of February, and then it's a longer process. They were in the middle of voting the new chair, and then I got an email from the new chair and Danielle, and they said, you know, we'd like to interview you. And I was like, okay. I mean, I even hate the word interview. Like, let's just change the verbiage of interviewing to, we'd like to get to know you. Can we connect? Because when I hear the word interview, I went to research town, right? I went on Instagram, I went on LinkedIn, I looked up Danielle, I looked up the new chair. I did so much research on who they are and all this stuff. When really, I guess that whole circle back right to the beginning of the episode, if I'm just me, the information flows. Like, I don't want to prepare to be me. I want to prepare to know what I'm getting into. And I knew what I was getting into. And this is what I wanted. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I probably over-talked a lot. I mean, shocker, right? But it was this great, just the three of us just talking. And that's what I always have to remember is, you know, people use these big, huge words of, you know, interview and, you know, just, I don't know what other, I don't even know what other big words, but the word interview just seems like it's got to be formality. Yes, I dress nice from the waist up. And I did my makeup and I did my hair. But it was just, hey, you know, tell me about yourself. It's like when I interviewed for Weight Watchers. You know, if that little fire, oh, I have a great, great analogy. That little fire is constantly like a torch. It's just lit inside me. So if there is a topic that I want to talk about, I just kind of bring up the flame and I let it flow. That was good. That was worth a little pause. But So with culture shock, it was like I get excited. With Weight Watchers, I get excited. With my side hustle, I get excited. With QVC, I get excited. Nervous is when I find I'm realizing I'm not 1,000% prepared of which direction or who I want to be. And nobody wants to be that way. I don't want to be that way. I want to be me, but I want to express myself on things that I love, things that make me tick and passionate, and things that make me happy. And that's what I'm going to look forward to going from here on forward. Right. I got to say, though, last Friday I went to dance class. We did two classes, cardio, hip hop, and beginning intermediate choreography. And then it was like 7:30 and I saw a lot of my old dance troupe members, and they were there for their rehearsal because a lot of the existing members always audition. So they're always on the team and stuff. And it was really nice to see everybody. It was like, wow, like, you know, and that is what culture shock is to me. It's home. It's, you know, and I'm probably one of the older people dancing because like I said, I'm going to be 50 in a couple of weeks, but I don't give a shit. I'm dancing. But yeah, so I'm going to wrap it up because I'm starting to ramble. And again, self-awareness is key. And I want to save your time in your life by not just spending it and wasting it on hearing my voice. So thank you guys for listening. If you have any feedback, anything that we talked about, imposter syndrome. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you. Not only did I interview to be on the board of directors, but then they offered me to come in. So not to come in, but to be part of their next meeting, which is like next week, I think, or the week after. But so I'm going to be on a Zoom call with everybody, although I really do like face-to-face, but we're going to be on a Zoom call. And I guess they're gonna all get to know me. I'm gonna see how the meetings are run and all that and everything. And if I tell you I've got a million ideas already in this big head of mine, I do. So that's what happened. And I guess the next step is they vote me in or they vote me out, I don't know. But I will keep you guys abreast of my going ons. And it's funny because I didn't really talk about work. Work is amazing. I mean, I've been traveling a lot, just getting out there and speaking about brands that I love, Wella Color Charm, Clairol, Sebastian Nioxin, you know, OPI, hello. That doesn't need any preparation because it's that little torch, which I truly believe every single one of us just have those like constant burning little torches going on in our heart, sometimes in our chest. And when the opportunity comes along for you to talk about, you just turn the knob up a little bit, right? Not too much, because then you become too much for your husband. Yeah, I said it. Anyways, okay, in true Latina Barbie fashion, what is there to learn? You know what? Don't ever try to be yourself. Just be. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm Latina Barbie. Don't forget to subscribe and have the most wonderful day that you all deserve. Mwah.